On the Schneider Orange Hotline, host of the Baseball Postgame Show in Milwaukee, Tim Allen is there. Tim, I guess my question to you is this. Were you at least a little more subdued after they got a win to get off of the West Coast? Or do you look at the West Coast series and the trip and just go, oh, my God, that's a palm to forehead?
Yeah. No, I was pleased to grab a win. Look, when you're in that situation as just sitting there with one lonely win, in the nine-game trip, you grab another one on the way out. You go 2-7. They're 4-9 in their last 13. And, you know, they're not the only ones that scuffle out west. You know, a lot of teams do that, and certainly the competition had a little something to do with that. But they're not the only team, and really not the only sport. And a lot of us, Bill, you, I, a lot of guys that talk and read and write about sports, and They can't figure it out in a lot of sports how these Midwest and East Coast teams head out to the West side and they get their butts beat and it just, you can't put your finger on it. Not an excuse. They got to play better baseball. However, Craig said, Council said on the last day of that trip, you know, of the nine games on the trip, seven of them they were tied or in the lead in the sixth inning. I mean, they're really close. They're really close to winning their fair share of ball games, and they're not the only ones skidding right now. You look around the league. You know, the Cubs, they've lost 4 in a row. The Mets have lost 7 of their last 11. Look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're spiraling downward. They've lost 18 of their last 23. So this is hopefully just a valley they're in, and the competition doesn't get any easier, Bill.
No, and all the way up until the All-Star break, they face teams that are either vying for or in the top spot in their divisions. And when we said this was going to be the litmus test to see where this ball club is, Tim, I just looked at it this way. You know, they were three games under 500 when they went on the West Coast trip, and reality punched them in the face. Because this was where, if anybody had any doubts about where this team was, they're clearly in a rebuild. And while they stay competitive in most games, they just don't simply have enough to get over the top.
It's the over-the-top part, you're right, and that's what it is. Can they get on a little bit of a roll? And they have, really, in past weeks and in a couple of months, that, you know, those things do go their way, and they can do that. When you're in a situation that, you know, a hit here, a big strikeout here gets you out of a jam, when you're in those situations, sooner or later, sometimes it does flow your way, and it has a little bit, but you know, I'm not sure if things just haven't gone their way, and that certainly, you know, man for man, the talent level is not there when you put a man to man with a team like the San Francisco Giants. But still competitive baseball, and still they will get on a little bit of a better roll. Now I don't know when, and we don't know against who, but when you stay in games, that's the cycles of baseball. Eventually, you know, you're going to come up with those hits regardless of what your roster says in terms of talent you have.
Hey Tim, pitching wise with this team, you know, Willie Peralta goes down. He's working on his game, and you think to yourself, "Man, keep your fingers crossed for Matt Garza." You got to be pleasantly surprised with what Matt Garza's given you thus far.
Yeah, you'd take that 10 innings and a run. Yeah, you take that. And Zach Davies on a terrific roll here. But yeah, if Garza can, well, for a number of reasons, mine of which would be to win that day's game. But a lot of fans and experts say, well, you want him to do well so you can. You can, raise a stock value if any potential trade might happen. Yeah, well, I'm pretty pleased with Garza, and you know he's got a lot to prove. I think he's got a lot to prove to the Brewers, Bill, and he's got a lot to prove to himself, really, and to really bounce back. And it was a real nasty kind of breakup late in the season last year when he was removed from the rotation.
You look at some of the guys that are hitting the ball right now. Scooter Jeanette has certainly kind of turned his game around. The guy that we don't talk a lot about, Aaron Hill, has had, since that dismal start to the season, he has been hitting the ball better. Certainly Ryan Braun continues to stroke it. Lucroy continues to stroke it. It seems like if they can just put some of this timing together and get a few more timely hits, or that maybe you're going to put a couple of wins. If they played 500 ball between now and the All-Star break, I would be thrilled with the segment of games that they're in right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. I remember talking to you about this back in, you know, April and early May, and saying, look, with these guys, with VR doing what he's doing, with
with Braun. Still something that just they should be scoring a few more runs. I don't know if it's a if it's really anything Craig Counsell can do. I talked to McKelvey the other day on the air, and I had said, look, is this Craig Counsell's game? Because he had a squeeze play for a run the other day, and it got me thinking, well, is this his game? Does he want to do more of that, or is this the sabermetrics of David Stern stepping in and saying, look, we believe that giving away outs is a faulty plan. And McKelvey had said that not really. He's Counsell's managing like he wants to. I'm not convinced of that, Bill. I'm really not. Just you've seen Craig Counsell play over the years. You know Craig Counsell. You've seen him play. You've seen what kind of style he has. To me, it seems like a D in the dirt kind of guy. A guy that's going to kick, fight, and scratch for everything he can get. Jimmy Leland was a guy that said, give me a run every inning, man, and I'll take it. I'll scrape and scrap for a run. This is just me. I'm not convinced that Craig Counsell is managing 100% with his style.
Tim, good stuff as always. We will talk to you again soon, and hopefully it's a good weekend at the ballpark, buddy, okay?
Have a good weekend, Bill.